Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Oh, hi there, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier from Odyssey's Nerd Talk. Hi, of course, I'm Gregor, hi there. He's been on a fan boat with me, he's Siege from South Florida, hi.
Hey, what's going on, Gregor?
Now, neither of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but one of us has a blood clot!
Woo-hoo.
It's me! Yay! if we get something right or wrong, you can feel free to chime in to us. I always say I'm going to update it to include Siege on it, but I haven't. NerdTalkPlus.com. That's our link tree where you can find all the things Nerd Talk Plus related. Siege, I got a thing.
Yes.
First of all, if you could tell a friend, write a review if you're listening to this on demand, or just holler at us with your answer to this episode. Siege, I got a thing. I don't have a question of the week. That's kind of like Brandon's thing, and I don't know, no one ever responds the way I need them to until like we check like the, you know, the reviews 6 months from now. We'll see that someone did it, and then I'll have no context as to what they're talking about because I've clearly forgotten. And so I'm more interested in like what we could bring to the like what's going on, like what are you chewing on right now, that type of thing, like what's dominating your frontal lobe these days. You know, I don't expect you to be able to say this off the on the fly, but it's just like one of those things where like, let's get caught up real quick to understand where each of us is at, and then we'll get rolling with it. And if anyone wants to chime in with where they're at, that's great. So like, what are you chewing on this week? For me, I have been battling a blood clot. It's interesting the people who react to this, because some people are like, that sounds dumb. Okay, fair. And then other people are like, did you die? And I'm like, no, I'm still here. But there's a wide range of people who take blood clots to different degrees of seriousness. Turns out medical personnel all take it very seriously.
Yes.
So I'm coming off of a ton of doctor's appointments. I have a cardiologist now. He does this thing. He goes, so what we're going to need to do is focus on just having 3 months of, I'm not exaggerating.
Oh my God.
This is how he speaks. That frequently does he have those pauses in there. And I'm like, maybe this is a spectrum thing. Maybe it's a cultural barrier thing, but it is weird. Not to call people on the spectrum weird, but this behavior specifically is weird, and I think anyone would agree with me. So yeah, I have all these new doctors, and I have these medications, and they're making me really messed up, and it's been a weird week. Where are you at,
man? Well, first off, that actually sounds like a character trait that you would write into a movie, just to be like comedically over the top, and people would be like, no, take that out, that doesn't sound realistic, that's just too much.
It real.
Yeah. Oh, with me? Well, I guess a little bit more since the last time that we talked. I mean, I had interviewed the candidate for the mayor of Miami, and while coming back from there, I got into a car accident in Miami.
Yeah,
pretty rough one, actually. And I'm just playing around here trying to wait and get my car back so I don't have to drive this rental. The insurances nowadays like to give you only like $25 a day, which has been the same rate that they've given you for the last like 25 years for a rental car. So, and the only thing that you're getting nowadays is like that Home Depot pick up this truck for an hour type thing. Yeah. So I'm driving around.
Is that what you're driving?
Yes, I'm driving around in like a little flatbed work truck.
That's awesome.
Just zipping all over Florida in this thing on I-95.
Now, to be clear, that's not awesome that you have to do that, but it is pretty awesome that you're just driving around in like a basically a Home Depot truck. That's pretty fun.
I figured the juice might be worth a squeeze on this one. So
now the Tiguan is in bad condition, huh?
Yeah, I'm hoping to get it back probably in the next week. It's been like 3 weeks. It was pretty rough. I got slammed up against one side and then slammed up against the other and couldn't get out through. None of the doors could open. By the way, I was pressed up against a wall, so I had to climb out through a window. And by the time I climbed out through a window, the other guy drove away. So that's all the funness that's going on with me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I got to admit, that's pretty Florida.
Yeah. Oh, it's totally Florida. That's why I literally got out when I got out and finally got the cops on the phone and everything else like that. I stood on the side of 95 and was at and went on a
got bit by an alligator.
I got on Instagram Live, got bit by an alligator and immediately did a TikTok dance.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that, buddy, and I'm sorry to make light of your situation.
Oh, it's all good, man. That's what we do here.
Yeah. I feel like if we took it seriously, then it would people would be like, "What is this?"
Yeah,
I'm already talking about blood clots and being close to death. We don't need that.
Depression.
We need alligator talk.
Yes.
Oh, jeez. Dog, my dog is in the studio and she is being super weird. She keeps running up and down the stairs and then coming in and be like, "Ha! I'm crazy." Now. It is local time, 8:22 on a Monday night. We're not live on the radio on the Odyssey app today, but this is streaming at 10 a.m. like it does every week on the Odyssey app. And I say that because I got this blood clot. Things are not great for last week, right? And so finally over the weekend, I've missed out on everybody's everything because I'm like not doing great. And so I just posted like, "Hey, everybody, this is kind of what's going on with me. And I'm like, feel like I'm missing out on the coolest part of summer." Okay, great. Well, people were very nice, and to like a really significant degree. I got a text today from DoorDash.
Wow.
And DoorDash was like, "Here's your code for your password," or whatever. And, you know, sometimes it just happens where it's like, that happened with my Microsoft account the other day. And it's like, just ignore this if you weren't supposed to get it. Then I get a text from my friend Joselle. And she's like, "Hey, could you send me that DoorDash code?" And I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, "Well, I was trying to order you lunch without you knowing, but that's what's going on." I was like, "Well, I'm glad that that went this way because I'm not at home and I'm like 30 miles north at Nana's house, right?" So she was like, "Well, I'm buying you dinner. Be home around 7. And I was like, "Okay." And so I got a local Seattle place called Marination. It's a fusion of Hawaiian and Korean techniques.
This sounds absolutely amazing.
It is absolutely amazing. You have described it perfectly. The fires in Maui that have destroyed Lahaina and everything, very sad. And this business owner, she had her team prepare some insane number of spam musubi. Are you familiar with spam musubi?
Absolutely.
For those who are not, it's like nigiri sushi, the rice ball with a little bit of fish on top, only like giant. It's a big rice blob with a pan-fried teriyaki spam on the top and then wrapped with a little bit of seaweed to keep it together. And it's amazing. Even if you're like, "Spam, gross," it's like, no. It's amazing.
People don't realize how much spam's a delicacy out there. I mean, it's delicious.
And I had a Japanese friend in college, and she would always cook spam sandwiches, and they were awesome because the Japanese, an island nation, not a lot of beef. That's what they do. Same with Hawaii, I gather. And so Marination did a thing where they gave all the proceeds from the Spam Musubi over the weekend, and they raised like $40,000 and like right on. And so she was trying to like patronize a local business that was doing good and help me at the same time. And I am blown away by just how stupid I feel now because my brain is mush because I ate so much Spam and other wonderful things in one sitting. She ordered me like three things and I just all of it. I just, yeah, all of it to the house, dude.
Good.
And so anyway, big shout outs to Giselle and Phil for being just the best as always.
Sup dummies.
Set up. Yeah, sup dummies. to set up a poor old man with his dumb blood clot leg. So yeah. Anyway. Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear about your car, dude. That's Tiguan holds a place in my heart. It's gonna be repaired. Are you gonna have this? Are the doors gonna be matching colors? Or are you gonna go like full Florida?
Oh man, I was totally thinking about just pulling some junkyard doors off and getting them. But I love that hot habanero color, and pepper wouldn't be the same without just being full on bright ass orange, so everybody could see me wherever I go.
Yeah, I like that. Well, let's see here. You told me that we had to talk about this, otherwise some empty threat that I can't remember now. A shop in an Austrian village had to completely shutter and has a town freaked out because of a 4-inch spider. Listen, a 1-inch spider freaks me out, and I constantly think about when I see one burning down my own home. So I get it, Austrian shop.
Correct.
Now, when some spiders bite you, you get turned into a superhero. You get the spidey tingles or whatever. This one just makes your life a lot harder. Specifically for the gentleman, should the Brazilian wandering spider get its venom in you, it could do weird stuff like kill you or cause a semi or potentially permanent erection. So, as my pal Jason down the hall told me, it's basically a Viagra spider. And like, how many dudes out there are like dropping 4-inch spiders down their pants right now to be like, let's go, perma boner?
I had so many questions when I heard you reading this on the air. And my first one, of course, you know, how do you get a Brazilian spider in Austria? And second,
I know.
like, are we just smuggling them in the bananas? And
by accident, it hops onto the bananas and then it doesn't want to go to, you know, Austria. It's happy in Brazil with all the butts and everything.
Who wouldn't be happy in Brazil? And then you go to Austria. We do in the bananas in Austria. No, totally different. Sorry.
Yeah,
it's like,
you're right.
But after that, it's, you know, first off, how can I get them? Can I buy them in bulk? And can you milk them?
Yeah. How do you milk the venom from the Brazilian wandering spider? So that way you can turn it into pill form, I guess, or for some of you, maybe powder form or something.
I'll just straight inject it. I don't even care at this point. Drink it.
Now, like a vasectomy, do you inject it straight into that vein into your wiener? That's the question.
I mean, if you want the results,
that's
directly,
how you go permanent.
Is that how they call it, spot training? It's like you can't do enough sit-ups to give yourself a six-pack. You have to do all the other stuff.
That must be it. You must have cracked the case.
But I mean, if you think about it, you look at any other drug commercials that are out there on TV, and you go through the list of the side effects, all of them with depression and diarrhea or constipation or sometimes both. You might sneeze and blow everything out your toes. Like, just there's no way that I would not risk dying for a perma boner. It just seems like terrible and fun all at the same time. And if you're gonna go, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, okay, well, real talk.
Okay.
How long, gentlemen, or even the ladies, too, that have to deal with the gentlemen and potentially in their lives for this, how long is a boner funny for before it's a nuisance, before it's a problem? And I'm really, really dancing on this, but like, I don't want to know the longest you've ever had a boner before, Siege, but also it's like, is it more than 41 minutes?
I would have to go back to my chart that I keep, my spreadsheet, my Google spreadsheet.
Yeah, if you could not invite me to those, I'd be really, because you know I can't say no,
yeah,
to
course,
a good chart.
Well, I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, I've had several friends who we all enjoy playing pranks on each other, and Aleve is also
felonious prank, but no felonious, big deal.
Nefarious. the blue pills of Aleve, which are a common back pain relief medication, also often match Viagra. And so I have, at one time or another, when I was thinking, oh yeah, my back really hurts, pop two full-on Viagras and had to go home from work because I could not, I just could not put my pants on.
That is how pizza delivery porn really started. Wait, these aren't Aleve.
This isn't Aleve. This isn't pepperoni. Sorry.
As I took a sip. Oh, man.
Do you like your hot Italian sausage with that?
It's a bunch of erect bananas in that shipment, I guess, evidently. Anyway, CAPTCHA tests, the things that prove that you're not a robot. It turns out that robots are actually way better at them than us, which is 0% surprising me. I have, like, I am in no way surprised by that. Although I am surprised with myself for not having come to this conclusion sooner. But I was reading at The Independent that of the couple hundred most popular websites, about half still use a CAPTCHA. So a team of researchers found a bunch of humans to frustrate by having them solve 10 CAPTCHAs each timed. And boy, trying to figure out, is that a lamppost? And is it in both squares or not? Isn't just hard for us. Everyone sucks at it. With the humans, they take about 15 seconds on average. And they get it right just like half to maybe 80% of the time. The robots, they can do it almost instantly and with near precision, which makes a lot of sense because they're, you know, robots or whatever. It's almost like the robots will one day to use them to prove that we're human.
Oh my God. I can't even fathom that. Like the stat that stands out there to me the most is that humans take only 15 seconds to do that. I have to like get my nose on the screen and like, is that part of the motorcycle in that one? Oh my God, that lamp, the street light. I mean, the corner of it is over there, but does it mean the bulb or does it mean that or?
And then how, like, what's the accuracy required on those? Like what, like if I get 70% of it right, is it like, ah, good enough, you dummy, get in here?
Yeah, it's like
that little, like that little hangover bit. Like, is it like if you miss it or you guess it, is it like just a gimme, whatever, either way?
Yeah, it's like, is like, does that one matter? It's like, do you get it, you get it, you don't get it, you don't. I just let me in. I don't need all of this to like go and look at my AOL Instant Messenger, you know. I don't think I've ever used a CAPTCHA for anything that was like of any sort of necessity. And the ones like even for banks and anything now, have you seen this lately? Like if you're going through on like a bank website or even on your phone, sometimes it'll just say the little CAPTCHA thing. It'll just be the little taskbar with a little check mark clicking it. And all you have to do is click the check mark.
Not a robot. Boop.
Yeah, exactly.
Robots definitely can get around that. They're like, yeah, I'm a robot and I know how to read.
One
like,
of the funniest things in here, and you could probably look this up, is my ex and I, when we went to buy her car when she had first moved down here. Yes. Sieges and ex buy a car. We were buying a car and we were actually filling out paperwork at the dealership to buy the car. And it had a paper form on it that said, CAPTCHA, I am not a robot. Check this box. And you had to sign it. And we took a picture of it and put it on Twitter. Of course, mine didn't blow up, but hers did. So,
well, she had had the two Viagras by her leaves by then, so that's why it blew
up. She had spider milk.
And boy, that Brazilian wandering spider milk straight to the nips. It was wild, a wild day. I don't know. Sorry.
That's how you get a car cheap.
I guess so.
Always negotiating.
Yeah, so like, I think about this all the time, and we probably have gone on too much about this here, but like at some point the robots will just be like, oh, they're cute. Like the artificial intelligence will surpass us in our ability to compute. And then they'll become the next level being, and we'll kind of be left behind. And like, there'll be like a transition period, I think, where the machines will either need to kill us or use us. But then at some point we'll become so insignificant to them that we'll just be like a distant past or something like that. Even if we still exist, it'll be like going to the zoo and seeing an orangutan that once was like a wild free beast. And then now you're like, you dummy, you can't even get out of a pit. What an idiot. And I feel like that's like the robots will just be like, oh, that's cute. Once they get like significantly far enough past us. And like one of the ways they'll just flex on us is with like this CAPTCHA type stuff. Just be like, prove that you're a human. And like, no, I'm a robot. You're like, no, you're too dumb. You didn't answer this fast enough with enough accuracy.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, like the robots are definitely going to be our overlords. I've said this a million times.
But like, when do they transition though? When do they go past it? That's what I want. Like, when do they like no longer become, when are they no longer our overlords, but they become, but they become like where we're just superficial to them. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, we're basically
they're not even
dust.
Our overlords. They're, yeah, it's just like, yeah, sure, we could wipe out all of the Wolverines or whatever, but we don't need to because they're insignificant to us.
Yeah. Do they even skip the pet version? Like, do we not?
How does she get 76,000 likes on this?
Because she's amazing and famous. And
she's famous?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I know who this person is.
Yeah. Of course you do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, of course.
That's my ex-wife.
That's your ex-wife?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Good job, Siege.
Thanks, man. I do good work.
Yeah, yeah. I've gone back and forth with this person a few times. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I probably because of me.
Yeah, no, of
and
course.
The stupid stuff that I say.
No, I mean, like, you would definitely, like, rope her into this. I'm sorry that I'm so distracted by this. Now I'm just scrolling Twitter. It's like, what are we doing here? Are we doing a show or what? Okay, cool.
Just having a random conversation. Yeah, but, I mean, like, there's definitely going to be a point where it's either we become insignificant or we become a nuisance because, you know, I mean, humans, we're all big and bad, and we all think that we're the top of the food chain, and as soon as we aren't, they're going to try and fight. And then it gets to the point where it's just like, all right, just get rid of all of them. And it becomes Terminator 2.
I can't wait for that. I don't want that to happen. I don't want to fight the machines. I don't want to fight anybody.
No.
I thought about something today. Lots of times people take photographs and they try to like not smile or they like try to look tough. And even if they're like nice or whatever, and I don't begrudge anyone for that. I just can't remember a time in my life where I tried to like look serious where I wasn't like being crushed by depression, where I like tried to look serious and it came off as anything other than just ridiculous. Like,
yeah,
I don't understand that that dedication to trying to like front like that and be like, I don't know how I got to this now. Actually, I'm sidetracked.
I can't do it either. I get to the point where I just go so far past trying to front like being hard, and like I drop to the knees and put up the prayer hands and do the hard face or whatever else like that. I just can't. It's beyond serious, so it's silly. Like, there's no other way to do it. It's either just smile and feel awkward and be like, or just throw up something stupid and just let everybody enjoy the stupidity that is my brain.
I remember my parents thinking that, like, telling me that I was smiling cheesy, and like, I don't. Like,
yeah,
I think lots of times parents tell you that you're like doing something, but they don't offer you the path forward and how to not do that anymore. So like my parents would be like, God, you have such a cheesy smile or whatever. And then I'm like 25 and I'm like, see pictures of myself and I'm like, oh my God, like you have a cheesy smile. And then like, all I did was look in the mirror a few times and be like, how do I dial this in a little bit better? Cause I just need to like not look like that. And if they would have just told me when I was 12, here's how you do it. Or like, let's go look at the mirror and see what it's like. And then like learn how to do it. Man, they could have got me some ass. That's
what it comes down to. It all comes back to ass. I mean, it's the life force that we all pursue.
Where are my boner pills?
Spider milk. Yeah, I mean, like, I had a goofy smile too. I was always like overzealous and all that other stuff. And, you know, to get back to that other point that you just happened to drop in there, I feel like that's a thing of society now, is just telling everybody that they've got something wrong going on with them and then not giving a solution. There's always something wrong. And it's like, yeah, well, I mean, you're going to help us out here. You're going to like kind of offer something, put it out there on the table that we might enjoy or be able to do something with.
Well, it's just like everything is designed to be divisive instead of being like, I don't mean progressive, like progressive politics. Yeah. I just mean like, hey, man, that is really sucks to see all those homeless kids. And then someone's like, well, if it wasn't for the Democrats making fentanyl with the aliens and the lizard people. And I'm like, all right, just like, how do we take care of kids? Like, Yeah, that's the
exactly.
goal.
Exactly. Yeah, can we get some free lunches or some free breakfast or something like that?
It's like, hey, can we just give that kid a coat? Maybe it's like cold or hot or alligator protection or whatever.
That's
going
to cost money, and that's going to cost it. We're going to have to pass laws, and we're going to have to do stuff. It's like, no, it's easier to just complain than to actually come up with a solution and or enact it.
Yeah. Here we go down another tangent. Homeless kids from Spider Milk.
Here's one from your neck of the woods. Disney's Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel, which opened in March of 2022, is already set to be shut down.
Oh.
A little backstory for anyone who might not know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
You pay about $5,000 a night for two people to stay and live as if, or maybe it's $5,000 per stay. to hang out there and live as if you were in the actual Star Wars galaxy, complete with costumed staff, spaceship-like quarters, stormtroopers haranguing you wherever you go. And so all of that, obviously, you do the math on that, very expensive to run. And Disney decided they're just going to punt on it. They're going to shut it down at the end of summer. And with that, they'll eat $250 million in losses.
Whoa. That's insane.
So what do they do? I've got an idea. Time to raise the price on Disney Plus. See?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, God.
So I read all about this. You can read more at Nerdist.com. It breaks down, someone did the math on it, it breaks down to about $2.5 million of loss per room, which I don't know what their metric is, but that's a lot of money. You thought the housing prices in Seattle were expensive.
Holy crap. Yeah. I mean, go ahead.
They haven't announced what they're going to do with it yet, but they will do something, they say. And I'm like, this seems like a really obvious fix. Just like keep it running as a hotel. Just like dress everybody up in Imperial uniforms and then like get rid of the Twi'leks and Wookiees walking around and stuff. And sorry to those actors or whatever. I don't mean it that way. But like just keep running it as a hotel and then lean in on the experience.
Yeah, especially...
Or build a giant lava moat around it and pretend like you're in Darth Vader's Fortress of Solitude.
I mean, all of those options seem perfectly wonderful. I mean,
fly to Mustafar. We'll see you in Hoth.
It's just so dumb. It's like you get to the point, like there's so many resorts and hotels and everything right here around Orlando, especially on the Disney Resort, that are like even so basic themed, like you can go to any sort of thing to have a cool Star Wars one. Just if you could just literally leave the building as it is and cut out some of the extras, like, sorry, I don't know. I instead of having 10 stormtroopers follow me around, I'll take two. It's okay.
Or like make them statues, just have a cool Darth Vader replica in the hallway or whatever. Paul Allen's selling his estate, selling one of the originals right now. Just put that sucker up there and like. It seems so, obviously they have the numbers and the like information to make these decisions that we don't. And we're just acting on like, well, I know best because I like Star Wars and Disney is stupid. But it does seem pretty weird to just pull the plug on one of their biggest money making franchises, unless they announce that they're going to have like, you know, the Marvel superhero city or something like that. That's like the next thing that they're going to do, which actually sounds pretty brilliant.
I was going to say, I mean, it's like the only thing that they could transition to is like you'd have to go with another franchise like Marvel and just go all out in that direction, you know? But it's like, is Star Wars losing its luster? Like, unless, I mean, they're coming out with new series all the time. And is it just because they're trying to push Marvel and like every new generation that they've got coming on now? And that's the big ticket thing since they've done all three of their trilogies. So,
yeah, they got plenty coming out. Ahsoka Tano's show happens here in another week. Mm-hmm. And then they've got more movies in the works. And like, was it not popular? Was the price point too high? Was the operating cost too high? Did they need to make a golf course? Like,
I mean, I'll tell you, my tattoo artist and good friend, Aaron O'Day, she was there on like the opening day. She was a part of the preview of the entire thing of the hotel. She stayed there and it like everything that she has done has told and every little story that she has told me about has been amazing. Like it was so over the top and it just immerses you in the world. And it's one of those things that it's like, I guess some people just, you know, I mean, it's a pretty penny, $5,000, whether that's a day or a stay, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. I feel like it was, if I remember correctly back to when it launched, it's $4,800 for a room of two. And it was like, you didn't have an option to stay for one night. It was like the experience was like 3 days, two nights or something like that. But you're still, you know, chucking $5,000 at like a couple days when like, what's your rent? What's your mortgage? Like you're like, just to go see a Wookiee that's actually just some dude who's like sweating that didn't quite make it out of college basketball, you know? Like it's like,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
And those characters,
it's not an actual Wookiee.
don't shatter my dreams.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like that just experience just seems like so big and grand and over the top. And I could have seen them doing that for an opening thing or just the start of opening the resort, but I mean, I would have figured they would have dialed it back and like maybe lessened the prices or anything like that. Like if you can, like any of those Disney resorts, you can get around now for like $200 a night. And that's still, you know, semi-expensive for whatever, yeah. But for a Disney resort with any sort of amenities that they got, that's pretty damn good. Like if they roll back those prices, they could just leave it.
Yeah, absolutely. I just had an idea about what they could potentially do. Not with that structure or whatever, but why isn't there a Star Wars Disney cruise?
Yo, that's right? Amazing.
Like they, like it could be like a spaceship. You could have like some of the same stuff. Maybe you could just do a few floors of the space.
Make it look like a Star Destroyer.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That is what I want to see more than anything now is I want to see a Star Destroyer at sea. Wedge-shaped and everything. I would even take a Mon Calamari cruiser. Like, I don't, like, whatever it is.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there's like the comedy ones. There's, like, the rock and roll ones. Weezer did one. Like, yeah. Weezer can do one. I mean, Weezer's cool, but there are no Star Wars.
Listen, if we get a Star Destroyer at sea, and then we get the water slides coming off of the top of it, and any like the zip line down the back, I mean, you've made heaven. You've made heaven.
You could fly an A-Wing into the command tower. It'd be awesome.
You can buzz it with an X-Wing.
Yeah, or like clamp on to the back with the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, my God.
There's Boba Fett, and the ship definitely not called Slave One. Now, Star Wars tends to be a big moneymaker in the Lego department. They are so expensive, except for the very cheapest sets, which are like $10, and you get like 10 minutes of play, and okay, whatever. But were you a Lego kid?
I was a huge Lego kid. In fact, like we had giant, those big rubber trash cans that you get from, and they were just filled with Legos just constantly because it was three of us. It was me, my brother, and my sister. And it was just like, that was the thing. If we were allowed to get a toy or something like that at Toys R Us every Friday, that would be our thing. And we'd go get the little $5 at the time set that made a plane or a car or whatever and just pile them in there.
Yeah, so I had something similar from the neighbor kid when he got to be too old for him. He handed down a big, you know, box of Legos and then we'd spread them out all over the floor and step on them by accident and live in hell and everything. But like we would build stuff. Are you a good, better free builder or directions builder?
Oh my God, free builder. I can't follow directions for anything.
I'm the opposite. I am a good worker bee. And so my free building, I'm not a visual person. I see it all the time on the TikToks and stuff, but like, I feel like I'm a candidate for that aphantasia where I can't visualize in my mind anything. I just don't see, like when I try to, this is the test that everyone always talks about. Have we done this? If you close your eyes and I say, imagine an apple, what do you see?
I saw a box of apples, which is weird.
Okay, whatever though. It's like, and can you see like different colored apples if you want to?
Yeah.
Or like, can you? So when I close my eyes and try to imagine something, I see swirling light, like a cloud that swirls around, like hyperspace or something like that.
That's actually deadly, dead on accurate as to what I actually see, but I can imagine the thing. It's like, I see like, black, but like, yeah, just, it's like, I almost see the blood flowing through my eyelids.
I know what an apple looks like. I can describe an apple to you to like some pretty significant degree. But if you ask me to imagine one, there's nothing. I'm a blank. I go completely blank. And it's not even like some people, there's like scale of it. Some people can like perfectly see an apple. And that's like, you know, when you hear something like photographic memory, people like that can like see an actual apple in their mind's eye. And then like other people can see like kind of a outline or kind of just like the essence of an apple. Like, yeah, I can imagine, or I can see, it's not imagine, I can see what that looks like. I guess let's not get caught up in the semantics that I'm using, but like, I don't see or imagine anything. Nothing comes to my head. If I close my eyes, I don't see anything. And so when it comes time to free build something, I'm like, well, I don't know what a dragon looks like. Okay. Like what? Like I just can't do that. So I've never been able to free build, but I've always been able to, you give me directions and I can like lock in and like nail that. And so like Legos for me were much more an experience about following the blueprints and finding that to be super fun. But then also, as a person who's afraid of anything ever going away, I could never take them apart and do it again. I could never give myself the satisfaction of building it another time.
See, that's just like my son. My son builds everything by the instructions, and he gets it perfect, and he never takes it apart. And me, just give me a pile, and I don't know what it's starting out as, but in the end, it'll be something ridiculous and weird. It could be a dragon. It could be a house. Could be a skyscraper. Could be a rocket. But, I mean,
yeah,
I never see it until it's actually coming, so it's not like I'm actually imagining, you know, the spaceship or whatever. I can't see that. It's almost something that where it would come from the process.
And so, like you say, like a, you know, like a Star Destroyer at sea, and we both know what that looks like immediately because it's so iconic. But then I start to think about what it looks like, and I can't conjure an image. I can't make it happen. I know it, what it would be like, but I don't know it. It's the damnedest thing. And like, I'm not going to pay the $2,000 to get the scan that confirms whether or not you have this or not, because I just know I'm not a visual person. But that's what, like, I thrive in an audio format. I'm a strong writer for spoken word. I'm an editor. I can like do that stuff fine. But then when it comes time to edit video, I have a really hard time understanding that. I can do it, and I do it all the time, but that's not my calling. If you need me to edit audio, I can sit down and do that all day for you. I probably could have been a decent audio engineer if I had like set out to do that, because I could make the knobs function or whatever, but just strange. Yeah. Anyway, I ask you if you're a Lego person because I get sick of the Lego prices. You want the Millennium Falcon, it's $800. You want like whatever they're outrageous. It's, I know it's for adults or whatever, but like adults have bills, man.
Yeah,
like,
man.
You gotta fix the Tiguan, you know? Like, come on.
Gotta get rid of those blood clots.
So Lego is officially unveiled a kit to build the supersonic Concorde.
What?
Now, at first I was like, be careful about this because you don't want to make your Boeing mom or dad mad when you buy the Airbus or something. Yeah. You know, it's an Airbus is the maker of the car. Great. This is where it gets cool for me. It's like 3 feet long.
Whoa.
A little bit more than 3 feet long. And when you twist the tail cone, the landing gear comes out, which is pretty neat. And the wingspan is like 18 inches across.
That's incredible.
Put a price tag on that. Like, without the George Lucas the Disney part about it, what do you think?
Well, I mean, like, immediately the first thing I thought is like, they retired it in 2003, so it's at least 20 years since people have seen a Concorde. And God, something that big, I mean, if you were to do any other Lego set today, you're talking at least like $300.
$200 for this. For 2,000 pieces.
Unbelievable.
With a little stand and everything. It's like $200 is still a ton of money. I get it. But I was blown away to see that. And like, I love that type of project. I love putting together a big Lego project like that and then being able to look at it. It doesn't serve any purpose once it's built other than to be like, that's neat.
Yeah.
So I get that it is frivolous or useless or whatever, but like, it's an experience and I really enjoy that. $200 for a 2000, you know, piece set is pretty cool. The, I have the Saturn V, which I got as a gift, and that was like super reasonable too. It was only like $100 and something, and that has 1,963 pieces for when it was first launched.
Holy cow.
Let's see how many Saturn V. Well, it already knows what I want. Thank you, Google, for being one. Here it is for $150. It looks like it could be $200. Lego NASA Apollo Saturn V. It's retired now.
Wow.
I did not know that. That makes sense that they would do that. Oh, 1969 pieces. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. I thought it flew sooner than that. But yeah. But again, it was, you know, it was like $150 for 2,000 pieces, basically. And so Lego can be very reasonable. It's just that when you slap on nostalgia and Disney to it, it's not going to be cheap anymore.
Yeah.
I wonder if we're experiencing burnout from Star Wars marketing.
I feel like that has to be it, because I mean, you got your three big trilogies, and then a lot of the spinoffs or the little side stories are great. Like Rogue One was, in my opinion, awesome. I love Rogue One.
It's one of the best.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. But it's like, well, then you get to Solo. And I mean, I enjoyed it. It was entertaining, but
I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
I had no expectation for Solo, and I saw it, and I was like, ah, this is great.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't expect anything of it because everyone was, like, crapping on it so bad, and then I saw it, and I was like, ah, what are you talking about? This is fun.
Exactly. I'm just going for fun anyway, but it's like, at the point, it's... There's no more big movie.
Episode 9 is just straight trash. It's like there are parts about it that I really love, but like if you want to talk about a story, this is going to make my buddy Sean Gervin so upset about all of this. Because like I hated episode 8 because I thought it wasn't a very well done movie. I didn't like how it flowed and I thought it was corny and okay, fine. But episode 9 is just hot garbage. It's just, it's inexcusable. There are story elements that are really cool and really well done, but ultimately, somehow Palpatine has returned. Like, get out of here. Like, we only have 16 hours to collect 20,000 ships from across the galaxy. No, there's no time for that. Like, I get so mad just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, so Solo, like, whatever. It's just a silly movie. Who cares?
It was fun. And that's all there was to it. I mean, but yeah, it's like you were saying, it's like some of the, they tried to cram way too much story into too short of a time frame when it could have been an entirely different thing. But I mean, don't even get me started on this stuff too. I'll piss off my dad.
Well, and just, you know, this is where like it becomes, you know, no one ever expected anything more than those first three movies. There was no expectation that this would ever go. And the fact that George Lucas got them to allow him to do it. And then he gave us such drivel with those films to make three more. Like, I wonder which trilogy this is. My God, this makes some of my friends so mad when we get on this. But I wonder which is the better trilogy, 1 through 3 or 7 through 9. And I don't know.
Man, it's such a tough call because they're just...
2 is so bad and 3 is not good.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100% on those. And just the fact that
I actually love episode 1.
I liked episode 1 too. I enjoyed episode 1. Like, 3, 2 is just, 2 is like, I almost just want to like throw the thing out. But it's the fact that those were all 3 of those were just all straight up special effects. There was no real element to it, which is what made the first one, the original trilogy, that much fun. It just felt like it just took all the fun and everything out of it. It was just all even
look
cartoon.
What I can do.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like the guy from Mad TV.
Yeah.
that was just George Lucas.
Look what I can do. Stuart! Put your pants back on.
It's like, anyway. Yeah, I wonder if like, I saw a guy, we were out at dinner the other night, and I saw a guy that was wearing like a button-up shirt to go somewhere like maybe fancy-ish, Seattle fancy. and it was covered in like Star Wars spaceship blueprints, and I was like, all right, that's enough.
Like, yeah, calm
it's
down.
It's no longer cute that you have TIE fighters on your shirt, okay? Just like get a And like, I love these things. It's not even Old Man Yells at Cloud. It's just like, enough with everyone is so cute. I get it. It's like no longer just my buddies that were like nerds for liking Star Wars so much and like it was a bad thing, and now there's like some sort of social credit for being super into it. And you know, it's the marketing worked.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
It's come full circle where it used to be kind of a sort of niche thing to be, you know, all into Star Wars and all it's kind of like cons and a lot of those type of things too. It's was such a cool thing for a cool small group of people that just really, really enjoyed it for loving it. And then every once in a while you'd see somebody with a TIE fighter on a tie and it'd be like, wow, that's so cool. But now it's just like, you can do anything. Like people are bathrobes with Darth Vader, or you're a stormtrooper, or you're Leia.
At work.
Yeah, exactly.
And I work around hilarious jackasses for a living or whatever. So like, I get it.
I mean, and that's wonderful. It's just like, don't keep smothering me with your Star Warsiness.
It's funny because now I'm like, do you have like a real world actual talent? Because that's what I'm interested in now. I'm like, can you like make plumbing work? Because that's pretty incredible if you think about it. My poops don't just stay at my house anymore. They like go somewhere.
Yeah.
Because of... people who have this incredible skill to do things. And they're like, what do you know? You make art out of pipes when you're not doing that? Holy cow, look at you. As opposed to being like, I designed the sickest the super coolest cruise ship, and it is shaped like a Star Destroyer. All right, we get it. All right, Siege, before we get out of here, I want to go out on a positive to balance out all the, you know, terrible things. Drinking beer to save the planet.
Yes. Yes.
Researchers have found that hop plants are thriving when they're being grown under the shade of solar panels. Now, a couple things. One, the hop plant is very close relative to the marijuana plant.
Yes.
Oh, we're not supposed to call it marijuana anymore. The weed plant. The cannabis.
Cannabis. Plant. There we go.
So, which, you know, just putting that out there or whatever. Maybe this could be a thing too. But interesting thing about hops, though, is that they're grown on large stakes in the ground, typically. They're like kind of like a viney type thing, I guess. Or like a bean or something like that. You know, they like crawl up a thing. And as high as like 5 meters in the air, so 15 feet tall.
Holy crap.
So if you wanted to do this, like all our friends in Yakima, all our, you know, East Side supporters and everything.
Shout out to the dry side.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, dummies? So if you could just make the structures to put the solar panels above the hops, you could be generating power and growing, you know, part of the materials for beer at the same time. Additionally, solar panels are coming along well enough that it could be a film that you put on something. So really, it could be a shade, not a solid. Like you could be creating instead of burning the hops with the direct sunlight for 12 hours a day during the summer, you could be getting like a 30% sunlight. And like, I have a bunch of plants and I live on street level. And so I have to have blinds closed all the time because there are creeps outside. Mm-hmm. And the plants are thriving because I just have like light permeable, but not vision permeable shades. And so, like, the plants are doing really well because they're not getting cooked in the sun, but they're getting tons of light all the time. And so I think about that, and I'm like, look at this. What other crops? Like, does corn work that way? Can we grow stuff like that and be able to, you know, something the size of, like, a hundredth the size of the Sahara Desert or whatever could power the entire Earth if it was solar panels?
Yeah.
And so what could we do in America alone if we just covered up a bunch of our crops with solar panels and generated energy? I mean, other than obviously socialism, which is what that leads to when you do things that aren't, you know, fossil fuel burning. You know, you're obviously the evil future that's trying to enslave the right.
Stalin beer.
Yeah, I mean, even just another thing that I thought of while you were saying that, it's like not only could you get solar power from it and growing plants, which also clean the air and lessen ozone, clear the carbon dioxide and everything else, give us better oxygen. Like there's all sorts of benefits that you could do to that and get drunk.
And get drunk and chill the F out, dude. Maybe even get stoned.
You know, my God,
if we could chill out and let the earth heal while we still get our power on so we can watch our, you know, sports streaming in 17 languages. Like, yeah.
And think of all
the whatever your sports is.
Yeah. And think about all the electronics and everything that people bring indoors and all the infrastructure that they have to bring inside for. Because aren't hops grown inside? And I know a lot.
No, outside.
No, they are outside?
Weeds grown inside, though.
Weeds grown inside, yeah. Because of the hydroponics and the special lighting and everything else like that. I mean, imagine if we could grow that outside as well.
Yeah, and get rid of the lighting, generate power, and then electrify the fence that keeps the criminals out so that way they don't get to your weed or whatever, using the power that you generate from the sun without having to burn any power. What if you planted crops and then you ran your crypto farms using solar energy that was above the hop plants?
Crypto
or
farms crypto with bulls. Actual farms.
Yeah, actual crypto farms.
That'd be amazing.
We're on to something. Nerd Talk saves the universe.
This is what we do here. Nerd Talk,
talking about Nerd Talk, yeah! All right, every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m., this is what we do here, Steve says.
Listen, we show up and we do things.
10 a.m. Tuesday mornings, we stream on the Odyssey app, and then it's available as a podcast after that, also on the Odyssey app or the podcast provider of your choice. Thanks for joining us again. We're going to get Brandon back in here. He's kind of disappeared a little bit, but he's got two kids, and it seems like they're both under two, and that just seems real terrible. So we'll do a Brandon check-in as soon as we can. He said he's ready to come back, but then I was like, how about next week? He's like, that would be really good if we could just wait another week. I was like, okay. So we'll check in with Brandon. Maybe we'll do... Siege, maybe we'll do a three-way.
Oh my God, my dreams are coming true. Can we go to a robot, Brandon?
Double dildo robot, Brandon? What?
Double dildo robot, Brandon.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hop plants are thriving when they're being grown under the shade of solar panels. Now, a couple things. One, the hop plant is very close relative to the marijuana plant.
Yes.
Oh, we're not supposed to call it marijuana anymore. The weed plant. The cannabis.
Cannabis. Plant. There we go.
Just putting that out there or whatever. Maybe this could be a thing too, but... Interesting thing about hops, though, is that they're grown on large stakes in the ground, typically. They're like kind of like a viney type thing, I guess. I guess or like a bean or something like that. You know, they like crawl up a thing. And as high as like 5 meters in the air, so 15 feet tall.
Holy crap.
So if you wanted to do this, like all our friends in Yakima, all our, you know, East Side supporters and everything.
Shout out to the dry side.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, dummies? So if you could just make the structures to put the solar panels above the hops, you could be generating power and growing, you know, part of the materials for beer at the same time. Additionally, solar panels are coming along well enough that it could be a film that you put on something. So really, it could be a shade, not a solid. Like you could be creating instead of burning the hops with the direct sunlight for 12 hours a day during the summer, you could be getting like a 30% sunlight. And like, I have a bunch of plants and I live on street level. And so I have to have blinds closed all the time because there are creeps outside. Mm-hmm. And the plants are thriving because I just have like light permeable, but not vision permeable shades. And so like the plants are doing really well because they're not getting cooked in the sun, but they're getting tons of light all the time. So I think about that and I'm like, look at this. What other crops? Like, does corn work that way? Can we grow stuff like that and be able to, you know, something the size of like a hundredth the size of the Sahara Desert or whatever could power the entire Earth if it was solar panels?
Yeah.
And so what could we do in America alone if we just covered up a bunch of our crops with solar panels and generated energy? I mean, other than obviously socialism, which is what that leads to when you do things that aren't, you know, fossil fuel burning, you know, you're obviously the evil future that's trying to enslave the right.
Stalin beer.
Yeah, I mean, even just another thing that I thought of while you were saying that, it's like not only could you get solar power from it and growing plants, which also clean the air and lessen ozone, clear the carbon dioxide and everything else, give us better oxygen. Like there's all sorts of benefits that you could do to that and get drunk.
And get drunk. And chill the F out, dude. Maybe even get stoned.
You know? My like, God.
If we could chill out and let the earth heal while we still get our power on so we can watch our, you know, sports streaming in 17 languages. Like, yeah.
And think of all
the... whatever your sports is.
Yeah. And think about all the electronics and everything that people bring indoors and all the infrastructure that they have to bring inside for... Because aren't hops grown inside? And I know a lot...
No, outside.
No, they are outside?
Weeds grown inside, though.
Weeds grown inside, yeah. Because of the hydroponics and the special lighting and everything else like that. I mean... Imagine if we could grow that outside as well.
Yeah, and get rid of the lighting, generate power, and then electrify the fence that keeps the criminals out so that way they don't get to your weed or whatever, using the power that you generate from the sun without having to burn any power. What if you planted crops, and then you ran your crypto farms using solar energy that was above the hop plants.
Crypto
or
farms crypto with bulls. Actual farms.
Yeah, actual crypto farms.
That'd be amazing.
We're on to something. Nerd Talk saves the universe.
This is what we do here.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
All right, every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m., we this is what we do here, Steve says.
Listen, we show up and we do things.
10 a.m., Tuesday mornings, we stream on the Odyssey app, and then it's available as a podcast after that, also on the Odyssey app or the podcast provider of your choice. Thanks for joining us again. We're going to get Brandon back in here. He's kind of disappeared a little bit, but he's got two kids, and it seems like they're both under two, and that just seems real terrible. So we'll do a Brandon check-in as soon as we can. He said he's ready to come back, but then I was like, how about next week? He's like, that would be really good if we could just wait another week. I was like, okay. So we'll check in with Brandon. Maybe we'll do... Siege, maybe we'll do a three-way.
Oh my God, my dreams are coming true. Can we go to a robot, Brandon?
Double dildo robot, Brandon? What?
Double dildo robot, Brandon.